Jeremy Larkin, host of the St. George Real Estate Morning Drive, coming at you from, well, technically we're coming at you from Santa Clara, to be honest. There you go. I've got Jesse Paul in the studio.
Good morning, everybody.
I know that seems kind of, what's the word, anticlimactic. Guys, this is our first ever broadcast, actually, through the studio. We're with Andy. We're looking at Andy. Andy, you look extraordinary. By the way, we did lose Andy's audio, but I see you smiling. And when I said he looked extraordinary, I got a visual.
We see you.
I saw elation. I saw happiness. Guys, we're moving this. We're taking the St. George Real Estate Morning Drive after 12 years. So the first show that we ever did was in February of 2012.
That was way before my time. My time.
Yeah. The world has changed. My world has changed in so many ways. The first show we ever hosted, and this was with Canyon Media at the time, we were fiddling around with our buddy Carl Lamar. Love Carl. Carl still endorses and supports our team.
I did not know that's where it started.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Carl's still involved. We're cross-pollinating radio stations. And then, you know, over time, we just realized that there were just some logical reasons we moved to Cherry Creek Radio, and then Cherry Creek became Town Square. And you know, the one thing that hasn't changed, I feel like I want to cue an incredible ballad about me being here. Richard Marx, right here waiting. I'll be right here waiting. I've lost my hair. I've gone through some major family changes.
Oh, that would be so good.
We gone through some station changes. And today, guys, we are now broadcasting from the Blueform Media podcasting studios. And moving forward, here's what's so fun, Jesse, is when this show is wrapped up, not this second, but in the next week, mm-hmm. people will be able to go and watch the entire program on YouTube in gorgeous. I'm looking at the color right now thinking, right? Even it's we beautiful. Look good.
Yep. You do look good.
Thank you. Ah, your audio, you're with us, Andy. Yes. Yeah.
I tried another button and it worked, so we're good.
Literally, just
start. It looks like I'm the only one missing there, so they won't be able to see my pretty face.
Yeah, that's there beautiful. No, this is so fun. Like, we're looking at you right now. So,
oh, are you?
Yeah. Oh, you're not inside the.
I'm not in the meeting.
Yeah, we should invite him in. You know, so we might want to do the same thing if possible. Blake, invite him in. Jesse at gostgeorge.com. Same type of thing.
Absolutely.
Blake and Mallory are here and helping us set this up. Guys, this is really exciting. We're taking this to a full podcast platform. And so you'll be able to find this on all of your podcasting, your preferred podcasting distribution point. How do you like that?
This has been a long time coming. Do you remember? I think it was 2017 when I kept saying, man, we need to record this. I started showing up. And I was behind the camera recording for Facebook, doing the best we could with what technology we had. And that's actually how I got on the show. You kept talking to me from behind the camera.
I would turn to Jesse and say, don't you agree?
And I'd be like, well, they can't hear me anyway. And finally, he just said, get over here.
How are we seeing?
And the rest was history.
How are we seeing? We're seeing someone's, we're seeing Blake's, at least I am seeing, it's awesome, Blake's calendar. Guys, this is going to be fun today. It was fine. We're going to go ahead and share a screen today. I'm like, yoga. By the way, yoga was on my calendar this week, Blake, or was that Mal's? Who went to yoga?
Oh, that's Mal for sure.
Okay, Mal went to yoga. Okay, dude, Blake, you need it. I think you need it for your stress.
Oh, I do go. It's not as much as her.
Yeah, there you go. So this is a lot of fun, you guys. We've got these guys here, Blueform Media, and just there's so much. Jesse, you nailed it, that you were screwing around behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And then we brought Jesse in. And he has become so strong in the radio. I want you to check out another program that runs on, actually, it's running on KSUB, right, Jesse? So you're running, what days are you and McKinnon running on KSUB?
So every other Wednesday. City. So not, we weren't this week. So next Wednesday, we will be there.
Yeah, every other Wednesday, KSUB, which is kind of Cedar City's. Andy, how would you even describe it? I mean, what station is that on?
It's 590 AM, and they're basically the KDXU of Cedar City.
Yeah, KDXU of Cedar City. Beautiful.
News station.
Yep. Yeah. Andy, just so you know, we've run through Mike McGarry already. We can run through you also. We got an echo. Just mute since Jesse.
I got it.
Yeah. We got rid of Mike McGarry. We can get rid of Andy. We can get rid of anyone.
Oh, ouch.
Andy, here's the deal. Wow. This show, Andy,
get rid of me.
We plan to.
Yeah, he retires them.
Yeah. We plan to outlive and outlast every on-air personality. All right.
Now, my boss told me I had to stay for 5 more years. You guys going to be around 5 more years doing this?
Dude, I've already done 12.
You bet, man. We'll be here.
I've already done 12. We're going to talk to you a little bit about, and this is kind of fun. So, guys, you're listening to us in real time. There was very little test. In real time, we are testing this programming out for you, right? And so, like, this is in the moment, right? Jeremy Larkin.
First time in the studio.
Jeremy Larkin, host of the St. George Real Estate Morning Drive. We're with the Larkin Group home selling team, KW Realty. We have to give the legal disclaimers. Guys, want to thank our incredible show partners, Guild Mortgage, Sunwood Homes. We kind of ran out of product at Sunwood Homes, basically. I think we have 2 units, the only 2 remaining units at Desert Ridge. These are, honestly, I think they're the coolest townhomes around. And uniquely, they have a 60-foot driveway, this massive approach to the 2-car garage, fully fenced backyards. And you're going to want to visit mysunwoodhomes.com. Chantry Abbott will have him in studio in the future with Guild Mortgage.
You can almost land an airplane on that driveway. It's so long.
Depends on how good you are as a pilot, right? I mean, isn't that what this is about, Andrew? You know?
Yeah.
So if you're a great pilot, you can land it on there. So I think this is kind of a good segue because today we're going to talk about real estate. You guys kind of figure that out about our program. And there is a baffling dynamic, but yet maybe it's not baffling, happening between St. George and Cedar City, Utah.
Yeah.
Let me set the dynamic up.
I would dare say it's not.
Well, if you had been around Jesse when I was 10 years old and people would brawl between Dixie High School and Cedar City and Cedar High at the basketball games and the Cedar High gym,
then I would
be then you would know that opinion. This is actually now, there is now, there's an official thing between the cities with real estate. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's good.
But what's happening is, Jesse, what's happening in Cedar City as compared to St. George? Like, by the way, in overview terms, what is the dynamic that we're seeing in the Cedar City real estate market right now compared to St. George?
The Cedar City market is much more on fire. Like they are just a good example.
Which is odd because there's snow on the ground this morning, I guarantee.
Well, and it typically doesn't pick up there till April, May.
Yeah.
And it started at the end of January. Mm-hmm. Where we just started seeing, compared to last year, more than double the homes go under contract year over year. And so, and it's just not the same intensity here in Washington County. Now, it is busy, much more different atmosphere than last year, but not quite as intense.
Yes. Just think about this a minute, guys. The rivalry is alive, right? Here's what killed the rivalry, by the way, between Cedar and Dixie High. All the new high schools came in. Mm-hmm. So Pineview happened in 19, I think Pineview came on the scene in, was it 80?
I want to say 83. Is that too early?
It was 87. Well, my brothers graduated in 87. I had 2 brothers graduate in 87. So, which is also a fun story because they're not the same age. But my one brother was adopted. This is kind of fun. And when he went to this first day at East Elementary, downtown St. George, Andy, he cried and he was sad and he missed his brother, Travis.
Yeah.
Tim was adopted like days old. So they kept Tim home from East Elementary. Guys, we grew up 3 doors away from East Elementary, which is now Atwood Innovation Plaza. So they kept him home for a year and those guys did all their school. They shared a room, everything for the rest of their lives. And they're amazing. My brothers are, I mean, I'm so blessed. Is that so fun? So when they graduated, I think it was 87 and Pineview came along. And then lo and behold, Snow Canyon High School and Desert Hills and then Crimson. And then Hurricane, where Jesse lives, Hurricane High, decided to become like, you know, kind of a grown-up town and compete. Mm-hmm. And so now the rivalry died, Andy. Andy, what's the rivalry now? Like, we're going to jump all over today. What is the rivalry? Andy literally live does color commentary for how many schools and stuff?
Yeah, all of them here. And I think the biggest rivalry, probably Pineview Desert Hills right now. I know mm-hmm. Pineview Dixie is one that's been around for a while. But if you say rivalry, Cedar, maybe Cedar Canyon View at this point is what's left.
Yeah,
is
right? That's a good one.
Guys, this is all real estate related.
So now they're just rivaling within each other.
Yeah.
Well, and from a real estate perspective, people absolutely choose where to live based on schools. And yeah, the darling currently is Crimson High School. So Crimson is the darling. It's
before
the
that, it was what, Desert Hills?
Yeah, probably. And before that, it was Snow Canyon and so on and so forth. Poor my Dixie. Kids, poor my Dixie. Kids, listen, been a long time my since. Kids go to the inner city school. Okay.
Right.
All right. And actually I live in the inner city. There is no inner city, but you get my point. I do live in the inner city, just above Main Street, above Diagonal, above Ancestor Square. Okay. So this is fun. So we have a rivalry. Cedar City real estate market is officially, I mean,
it's going.
We're blown away. And I have a theory and that Jesse had, and I asked him this morning on the phone, and you said what I was already thinking. I was rolling on my foam roller during this conversation. I said, why do you think that Cedar City is more active than St. George? And your answer was
affordability. You can still actually, and here's why I say affordability, because in Iron County, the median income is not that far off from Washington County. So it's pretty similar. So for the median sales price to be $120,000 lower is a big deal.
Wow. Okay. Talk to us about those numbers, Jesse.
So the median sales price for 2024 year to date in Washington County is $515,000.
Okay. Okay.
And in Iron County, it is $397,000.
Okay. Wow. I want you to say that again.
So Iron County.
For some of us slower kids that are still learning. So the year-to-date
median sales price, that just means it's right in the middle, right? Mm-hmm. Is $397,450.
Yes.
In Washington County, it is $515,000.
Yes.
So there's a difference there, and there's not that big of a gap in family income, right? Yeah.
Is it a big enough difference, Jesse, that people would live in Cedar and work in St. George? Is it worth it yet, the price gap?
I don't know that there's a lot of people doing that. But when you think of, let's just say, Washington County, how many of our homes are actually second homes?
I pause this. Before we ask the question about second homes, I'm so distracted because Jesse is now, that's hilarious. I see it. So what happened, Jesse joined. I get it now. Blake, I get it. Jesse joined and I joined and then you guys joined. That's why we see ourselves in here twice. This threw me off for a minute. Guys, we're trying to do a live radio broadcast.
It's two angles. I like it.
But every single time I see Jesse twice, like my heart swells. Oh, because
I'm there and there?
Yeah. No, I'm seeing you twice on my screen.
Oh, are you?
Twice and yeah. So you'll see it right up there. That's too funny. We'll play with this over time. Oh, I just had to have a moment where I was going...
I have that effect on people sometimes, you know.
Where yes.
I just show up. I have so much energy, sometimes I show up twice.
Do you
know
what my father said? I've told you this growing up. Every single, and this is the best part about it is my dad is the most humble, generous, kind. Yeah. He's like, every day I wake up, I'm better looking. And it was just a joke he made.
What is it that I say? How did I become happy? And good looking. I just told myself.
He told himself it's
good over looking. And over and over.
You guys had no idea this is a personal development program. Yeah. So now I'm going to go back to your question, and we'll figure this. We'll figure this multiples in the screen thing.
Yeah, here's the question. Because it's whoever's talking shows up right there, huh?
So, oh, yes. So if you look at the question that was asked, how many are second homes? So Cedar City and St. George are 45 minutes from each other, right?
Yep.
I mean, we get there faster when we're in a hurry. But let's just say that they're 45 minutes apart. But they are so different in terms of
everything,
the demographic else. That's really culture, attracted. Yeah.
Everything is.
Yeah. I think you're making a really great point. And the really great point is that people are moving here for so many vacation reasons. And you have to realize, guys, people pick vacation properties in the world almost exclusively based on one of two extremes. Either there better be snow in a ski resort and a ski resort. I didn't say snow. Or it better be warm-ish in the winter. And this reason I say ish is St. George is definitely not Florida. And we're also still not Vegas or Phoenix. You know, Phoenix is 10 degrees warmer today. So Cedar City doesn't have either of those. By the way, because when I say snow and or a ski resort for a vacation property, I mean on site. Like Cedar City is not a ski town.
Right.
Does this make sense?
Yeah, that's
Cedar City just happened to have a ski resort like 40 minutes away. That's circumstantial, right? Cedar City is a college town. I'm probably beyond anything. Mm-hmm. And there's actually now a fair amount of what we would call blue collar manufacturing type opportunity there.
And more coming.
More coming.
And more coming. Yeah. Every year there's more.
St. George is what kind of community, Jesse? We said we finally confessed it in the last year.
Tourist community.
We're a tourist community. We're a resort.
We're a resort community. Town.
Yeah. We finally decided to come. Listen, guys, we've come clean.
So
this
so
is a resort community, and it ain't ever going backward.
And I want to go back to Andy's. So maybe some of those are community, but I think a lot of it is people that are just priced out of St. George. You know, whether that's second homeowners, whether that's investors, mm-hmm. Right? Because honestly, the rents aren't much different either. Mm-hmm. They're not proportionately. They're not that much lower. So an investor can still go to Cedar City and for the most part, find something that will cash flow if they're getting a loan.
Correct.
That's not necessarily true in St. George.
Correct.
Because of interest rates. So I think there's a lot of different reasons.
So guys, this is fun. This is a perfect segue to say, if the median sales price in St. George is
515.
And in Cedar City, it's 391.
Mm-hmm. 398.
398.
$397.
Guys, it's $120,000 difference. $120,000 difference in a median sales price.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, visit GoCedarCity.com. And we have two sites. We operate GoSt.George.com and GoCedarCity.com. And, you know, the this is a big deal. You know, I've shared our screen here. This is GoSt.George.com. And, you know, you come in here and you can play around. Here's the fun part. You can actually search Washington County, Iron County, or the Wasatch Front from this website. And in the future, I want to tell the story because we're using the Blue Form Media Studios in Santa Clara. At another date, I want to tell the story of the day that I went trashed out the foreclosure here on Santa Clara Parkway back here and thought that someone had died in the home. It's such a good story. Yeah. It is so
great. It is a good story.
Yeah. It's kind of like once a year, right, Andy? Like once a year, that story is coming out.
Blood and everything.
Blood. Yeah. There was blood. It was a whole thing. My gosh.
Clown, things like that.
Yeah. So guys, there were masks, literally masks and wigs in the garage. It was so weird. So guys, when you come in here, there's a couple things you can do on our site, GoSt.George.com. You can find a home. So here's what's so fun. You can come in and just be like, I like 84770, all right? And you can search by zip code, all right? This is one way you can navigate it. I think this one's interesting, by the way. You see this right here, Jesse? Yep.
Yeah, I see it.
That's that home right across the street from the cemetery. If there are no leaves on the trees.
Oh, yeah, we can see it.
Like, we see that right out our office windows. That's 682 East 100 South. It's a big old house. It's more than 1,300 feet. There's something wrong with that calculation. It's probably 2,600 feet. It's probably 13 up and 13 down. And it's actually it'd be great for student housing. So you can search in here by zip code. You can come in here and say, you know, I actually only want to be in Santa Clara, Utah. And you could go ahead and you could search by city. And I actually wonder, can you come in our website? Greater, if I could type Greater St. George. Boom. You can type by Greater St. George, which by the way is Ivins, Santa Clara, St. George City, Washington. Look at that, Washington. This site is wicked, right?
You could search by Hurricane Valley, which would be Hurricane,
Leverkin and Latokerville. And
Latokerville.
That's right. Okay. That's for the insiders. By the way, did you want to see? Now, here's the deal. Because we have access to the Wasatch Front through this website, how super cool is this? You could find out that it'll cost you $3.7 million to purchase a 5-bed, 6-bath, 3,500 square foot home in Park City. Or you could spend for a 1-bed, 2-bath for 877 square feet, you could buy one for $995. And wow. I should have purchased in Park City a decade ago. So I want you to come over to, guys, this is GoSt.George.com. But the other thing you can do, and this is my big consideration, and you can do this at GoCedarCity.com as well, but we're in St. George. I want you to visit GoSt.George.com and just click on home value. Mm-hmm. And when you plug in an address, let's plug in an address actually 144 South, 200 West. There you go. So that's, the reason I'm plugging in that address is that's actually a home I own. It's just not the home I live in. It's like a rental I own. So we're going to go in real time, right on the air. So I come in here and I say, view home value, would I like to proceed? Well, it says edit. When it says edit, I can come in and make sure the address is correct. Okay, that's all fine. And I say, go ahead and view the home value. All right, how would I like to proceed? And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to plug in an email address. And let's just go ahead and plug in larkinandgostsaintgeorge.com. That's my business email address. And I'm going to plug in my name and I'm going to plug in a phone number because why wouldn't they? 862-8467, right? I want you guys to actually see how this goes down. So this estimates that this little old home that I have downtown is worth $422,124. It gives me a range of 387 to 457. And there are some cool things you can do here. One is you can request a cash offer. Or, right, we work with a group of investors, including ourselves, mm-hmm. that can write you an immediate cash offer on a home. That would be like to close in 30 days. This means no photography, no showings, none of that nonsense, right? Assuming that we all come to an agreement, all right? The next one is get a professional valuation. This is a computer generated thing, right? We're talking about the fact that median home price in St. George is 515 and in Cedar City it's 397, $120,000 difference. The question is, how much equity are you sitting on, right? What's in your wallet? That's good. Mm-hmm. You know, we should probably, maybe we should use that as a catchphrase. Oh, wait, Capital One's been doing it for 20 years. So Jesse, you see this stuff?
Yep.
And what's fun is it says, how do we calculate your home value estimate? Well, it pulls from two data sources. One is called CoreLogic and one is called ATOM, A-T-T-O-M. And as we wrap our show up, it's an automated valuation.
1 minute.
Yeah, 1 minute. Final minute. If you want us to look at this. It'll actually show you comparable sales and listings in the area. Guys, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, that's
you good. Can edit the facts and be like, 3 bedrooms, it's a 4 bedroom, right? But if you would like, we can produce a professional valuation and tell you exactly how much equity they're sitting on, Jesse.
And that becomes important, like, because square footage sometimes shows up weird, so you can go in there and edit it.
And absolutely.
Show up the actual true square footage.
Yeah, absolutely. So guys, look, go stgeorge.com. If you're out in Cedar City, go cedarcity.com. Here we go, Jesse. Right. I mean, we're moving into 2024 with a vengeance, guys.
We are
guys.
Ready.
Watch for the St. George Real Estate Morning Drive on YouTube and in your favorite podcasting platform.
Yeah, this
moving
is
forward.
Gonna be, this is going to be cool.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Andy, thanks for hanging out with us. Jesse
My
Paul,
pleasure.
Jeremy Larkin, The Larkin Group, Home Selling Team, KW Realty, over and out.
All right.